Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Matter Glad Monday. Welcome everybody, and try to get the phones open a little later. Anybody want to call in, talk about something you're mad about or glad about? There's a lot of mads that we're hoping to turn into glads. All right. One of them is the nursing homes. Turn them into accessible housing. That would be from a mad to a glad. And we're working on that, and got the support of the Suffolk County Independent Living now, hoping to get all independent living centers to support our cause. That would certainly be a glad. Listening to the news this morning, and I heard a very interesting comment. One of the White House doctors, I didn't get his name, was talking about how people, many, many people, do not trust the scientist anymore. You know, they're very skeptical, and he was talking about how healthcare should be more diversified in this country. Well, he's right. You know, we're going to do a show on Thursday. Do doctors do everything that they can to save people? Very interesting concept, the inner sight concept. And I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way. But they need to really bring holistic healing to the forefront and give people the freedom of choice. I today found out about a medicine through Dr. Berg's office. You can find him on the internet. A prostrate medicine that is helping thousands and thousands of people, orchestrated by Dr. Berg. And there's so many things out there, you know, that people could benefit from if these doctors were released and they didn't have the threat of their license being taken, hanging over their heads all the time. I don't think doctors should be inhibited when they're trying to heal. I mean, as long as they don't do anything to hurt anybody. You know, the person's already hurt or sick. So bring in everything you can to try to help them, and it doesn't happen. And an example of what I'm talking about, former assistant director of Inner Sight, Joseph Arion, who you heard on this show many, many times. Those of you who remember Joe, ill. And the first time he was ill, had trouble walking and stomach trouble and all that, went to the Grand Master in Manhattan and got the help that he needed and got back on his feet and was doing well and everything. Then he got worse again and unfortunately refused to go to Manhattan to the same Dr. Liu for the help. Yours truly offered to go with him. I even offered to pay for half of the car ride. So, as a result, he wound up in the hospital and fell victim to the conventional medicine and stuff that they do. And I visited him in the hospital more than once and tried to convince the staff and the nurses and to call this doctor who helped them, and they wouldn't do it. They refused to do it. of course, the drawback to the whole thing was that Joe really gave up and didn't want to continue living. And they want help. And they could benefit from other types of healing and thinking of different doctors. See, that should be open. That should be open if the person wants it. And the money should be secondary. Trying to prolong life should be the major goal of these doctors. Many, many times it's not. It's not to say that all of them are bad. There's a lot of good ones who would like to do more and are reluctant because of the consequences. So there's a mad that could be turned into a glad. If the politicians would legislate that situation where a person could have any doctor they want, you know, I think there would be a great benefit to thousands, if not millions of people who are suffering and struggling, and the conventional stuff just is not helping them. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, brought to you by the Big East, Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004, Big East, Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net. And Joanne Diamond is the Takeda boss lady over there. And we love her and we thank her for all her help. All right. Big East, Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net. Again, 609-388-7004, Dr. Nikita. And we now again remind these politicians, get these trained dogs out to the schools while the school year is considerably slow and most of the schools are closed. You know, now's the time to move on that. Train dog at the door with an officer to detect weapons. And the metal detector inside the door is what Inner Sight recommends for protecting the children in school. And I don't think the politicians are moving on that at all. They should. All right. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. And we think of Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the children who perished in Texas, and remind you of going an extra mile for a child. All right. And thank you for that. Hey, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 is our Inner Sight phone number. And when my engineer comes on, I'll give you the call-in number here. All right. Let's see. You need dog food, cat food, veterinarian services for your dog or animal. The program is called Nobody Starves on Long Island. And you dial 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary. Now, if you're disabled and you need food for the animals, let them know that, because at 631-484-3085, sometimes he can bring the food to you. You got to talk to him. Let him know what's going on. All right, so Nobody Starves on Long Island. for all who need to feed their animals. Once again, 631-484-3085. Thank you, Gary. Hey, let's see. James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662. Any civil rights questions or discrimination and all that? Call Mr. Bahamundi. Tell him you heard about him on Inner Sight. 516 number. 516-783-9662. And we want to thank all our friends for helping us keep the show on the air. Suffolk Bus Corp, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, not only helping us stay on the air, but committing to be a part of the news conference in September to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. So we're headed toward that and headed toward what I believe is the beginning of the end of nursing homes. See if we can get enough people to back us up on that. So, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And we thank them for all their help. SILO, independent living here in Suffolk County. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And we're hoping to get our engineer in here so we can open up the phones and see if we can get some interesting comments. I was very happy today to hear from an old friend of Inner Sight, Katharina, down in North Carolina, and her friend Richard. And I want to say hello to them. And Katharina is a great, great lady. And in fact, she used to work at the White House some years back. And we honor her and her friend. And it was so good to hear from her. Glad that she's well. And her mom. I want to say hello to her mom, Linda, down there in Carolina. So if you guys are listening, hello, stay on the phone. Maybe we can get you to talk on the show. We'll have to see if we get our engineer up here. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, let's see if we can get somebody on the line, or if we can get our engineer in here. You see, people, we can do this two ways. We can either have people call in, call them. You know, so we'll see. Whatever happens, whatever turns out, I'll take either way. Sometimes you got to improvise, you know, when you're dealing with devices and all that. Because they don't always work. All right, I'm going to see if I can get Tony from Brooklyn on the line. On the Mad or Glad. Stand by. I got to break the station and we're going to get some silence. Stand by. All right, Inner Sight. Monday, Mad or Glad. Let me, had some technical difficulties there, but I'm going to try it again. One of the things that really makes me mad in talking to disabled people and elderly people and trying to change a system that is really set up to trap us in a nursing home, and that goes for everybody, not just the disabled. And one of the things that bothers me is that the government will give you, help you with benefits and money, but they don't really give it to you. So many ways that they can stop it or take it away. See, I was talking to a guy today who's going to be a guest on the show on the 21st of July. Wrote a book on Social Security, and I was telling him what we believe, that as long as the person is disabled, that disability benefit should not be touched. I mean, it's horrible. There's so many rules and stipulations, and it just makes you feel that they don't really care about us, you know, because they want to use us to get money and benefits for nursing homes. That's really what the bottom line is, because if you get a situation where you can't take care of yourself and you don't have the money, doesn't help you and compensate you, you're going to wind up in a nursing home. And what happens to your disability benefits? They take it. Oh, they'll give you maybe $50. You know. But it's really horrendous. Now, you know, to take that mad and turn it into a glad, you know, that would be a miracle. And to even do better, take that mad and get rid of the nursing home, turn them into accessible housing. That's even a bigger glad. So we have to put up and we have to live with that hanging over our heads, that if we make a wrong move, we can lose our disability even though we're still disabled. And I was telling this guy today, Spencer, that the Americans with Disability Act does not protect people when the government wants to do this to you. And it should. Another way that the ADA has failed us. What good is a law if it doesn't protect the person that the law is supposed to be intended for? And the politicians let it happen. Proof of that, too. We've met with them face to face. Let me try to get Anthony from Brooklyn on the Mad or Glad and see if he wants to comment. I don't know what happened to my engineer, but... stand by. All right, we can't reach Anthony. So, anyone who wants to speak on the air, call in. Call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090, and leave your number, and we will retrieve it and call you back. All right? Like I said, you got to improvise when you're dealing with equipment and people, and sometimes things work and sometimes they don't. Unless you're a multi-billion-dollar setup, you know, like the big networks, you don't usually have those problems. All right, man, a glad Monday. And people, you know, I've heard that disabled people, talking about Disabled Pride Day, you know, there's no pride in having to deal places and things and industries and all that are not accessible. All right. 823 New York, Man of Glad Monday. Things that aren't accessible can be very stressful and are very stressful to millions and millions of people, especially when the law allows it to happen. You know? Now, one of the biggest problems, and we're going to be celebrating the ADA in a couple of weeks, or less than a couple of weeks. Yours truly is not a celebrator of the ADA. But one of the biggest problems is the fact that there's no money to render facilities accessible. You know, so what happens is if you get a lawyer and you go to court and all that, there's a big dispute because who's going to pay for it, you see? A big, big discrepancy of the Americans with Disability Act, that when they set it up, they didn't put any money behind it to ensure that a person who went for a job could get into the place and would be able to access the tools needed to perform the job and all that. They didn't do that. They didn't put up money for that. They didn't mandate the agencies to raise money and say, you know, and have a thing where, all right, you raise half and we'll put in the other half. You know, here's a great way for you to fundraise and enable people to work, to be able to have access to places. Now, they made sure that the nursing homes are accessible for people. They made sure of that. They paid for that. You know, did they not? Sure. How do you think they got accessible? The government paid for that. Now, what does that tell you? They paid for the nursing home to be accessible, but not many of the hospitals. Now, we just had our co-host tell you her experience. She couldn't get into the bathroom in the hospital. I called Jimmy Bahamundi, the lawyer, and he says it's a widespread problem. Thousands of people every day, maybe millions, who can't get into the bathroom, the hospital. Now, you know why? You know why the hospitals are in many ways inaccessible? I'll tell you why. Because they want you to go to the damn nursing home. See? From the hospital, They're pushing you into the nursing home, directing you that way. Every day, in some hospital in this country, a social worker or some professional, physical therapy or whatever, will try to get a person to go to a nursing home. The money's there for that, see? But it's not there to keep you independent. And it's not there to keep you out of the nursing home. Because the ADA, Americans with Disability Act, has failed us. How can you respect a law that does not help you to stay out of a nursing home where you're humiliated and neglected? That should have been the number one item on the page. And then after that should have been, and anyone who has a problem with a service dog school shall have the right to take the school into federal court and demand proof why they're not giving you the dog in relation to the problem. We don't have that. Agencies will raise hundreds of thousands of dollars and keep the money and deny people the dog. And the Americans with Disability Act, that's going to be celebrated in a week and a half, does absolutely nothing about it. I don't call that a law to help people. All right, in a sight. Mad or glad Monday, and want to remind you, Able News, my good friend Angela Melanie has a little article on us promoting our Wednesday show, Turn the Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. Now, you can find that online. It's up online. But you can also, when you're up there, get a subscription to Able News, the paper on and about the disabled, where disabled people have priority, calendar of events. We can list your event. They got columns by various experts, articles, and much more. They even got a personal column. You know, if you want to try to make a new friend. So check out Able News. AbleNews.com online. And see what's going on with the disabled community and a lot more. All right, this is Inner Sight, Mad and Glad Monday. Without our engineer and I'm going to see if I can get one of our stars on the line. 831 New York, and let me see if I can get Louis Rivera on the line. Louis, who is one of our prime Friday night stars on the comedy that we do. My buddy Louis, you know. Yeah. Louis's funny. I think he's funny. I think he's great. So stand by. Let me see if Lou is available and if he wants to talk on the matter. Glad. Stand by. All right. Louis says he wasn't in the mood. Stand by. All right, Inner Sight Live, Mad or Glad Monday. And as I said, if you want to comment, call in, leave your number, I'll pick it up and dial you back, because we don't have an engineer. So, you know, it's very, very interesting trying to live your life, and the average person, the difference between the average person and the person who is disabled trying to live their lives. People, I hear this guy in the news all the time, this Musk guy, who's very, very wealthy, of course. Now, he is able to do many things because he has that kind of money to do them, all right? We who are disabled have that money there for the disabled, but we can't use it, you know. We can't access it. We don't control it, even though it's supposed to be for us. See? Other people control it and use it in the way they think it should be for us. Big difference. Imagine if companies had to function that way. They'd be under a dictatorship, as we are. If the government came along and told these companies, no, you can't buy this, you can't do that, you can't do this, we'll cut the money off, you know? It's called what, free enterprise? Well, where's the free enterprise for us who are disabled? That the money is there. Now, I'm not talking about people could, you know, give me $1 million and let me do what I want. No. I'm talking about for basic, everyday things that you need for your life, right? That we don't have, because the money that's there to put those things, to make them available for us, is not being used in the right way. You know, let's say a person needs a ride, a disabled person needs a ride the same day. You know, you have the system for the disabled under the ADA, you know, but you got to give them notice. Something happens to you the same day and you need to get someplace. You don't have that. Even though the money is there for that ride, personnel is there, you don't control that. So there's an example right there. In fact, it happened to me the other day when I had to go to the doctor to get checked up. Fortunately, I have a friend that I can call, you know, but not too many people have that. So the point is, if the money is there for us, like it's there for the big corporations, people are going to say, well, they worked for it, they earned it. So do we. So do we work for it? So have we earned it? You know, maybe more than the average person who's running the corporation. Because the average person who's running the corporation doesn't have to worry about, oh, can I get into this place? Is it accessible? Can I read it? They know it is. So the money that's there for us, we don't have it the way we need it. And it's the fault of the government that it happens that way, that they've tied the hands of the Independent Living Center. And I'll give you the biggest example that I know of that's happening. And I'm going to be pointing it out in our news conference in September. The biggest example is there are several programs to try to get people out of nursing homes, right? There's money that you have to, you apply for it. You have to meet the criteria for it. Right there is a big wrong, because the only criteria should be that you're disabled or elderly. So the biggest example is that within all these programs, and we're talking about millions and millions of dollars, all these programs that the government has set up, not one has money behind it to get rid of the nursing homes, to turn them into accessible housing, to turn them into something good, something better than they are now. So that shows you right there. How is the government thinking of us? They're not really giving us any money. They're just putting it out there and say, "Hey, you can have this for now, but you can only do certain things. You can't use it to get rid of the nursing homes." Imagine if they treated the average corporation that way. Their money, the corporate money, technically, that money that's there for the disabled is our money. It's supposed to be our money. Just like the money that's there for corporations. And they get together and they decide, we're gonna use this money a certain way. This policy doesn't work. We're going to change it. Guy bought the Twitter. He wanted to buy it. Didn't work out. Now he's trying to get out of it. He can do it because he controls the money. He couldn't do it if he didn't control the money. See? Now we come along with disabled. And we decide, we don't want to go to these damn nursing homes. They're horrible. We want to stay in our own home. The money is there for programs for nursing homes, but we don't control it. We can't use that money to say, hey, turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. Mandate the agencies to raise money to keep people in their own home, produce a television show once or twice a year to raise money for that purpose, create a thing called Volunteers for Freedom, where the home health aides will donate their time and be rewarded financially by paying one of their bills. We can't go to the Independent Living Center and say, hey, all you independent living centers, each one of you, you're gonna donate whatever you can. Let's say $100,000, so we can do this, start to do this. They can't do that. That money is not there for our business. See, it's not there the way it's there for the corporation for their business. We're not thought of in that way. The attitude toward us is, we'll tell you what you need. Therefore, nursing homes. So that's one of the biggest problems that we face. And And you know what? It resounds in every system in the government. Every system works in that way, including the service dog schools. The money is there, but we don't have any say over that money. You raised $100,000. I'm blind to give me a dog. You didn't get me. You didn't give me the dog. You came up with some excuse with your opinion. There's no law to protect me. You keep the money. The school keeps the money. You made $100,000 on me and didn't give me the guide dog. See? Because the money that's there is not controlled by the disabled person. Now, if the money were there and controlled by the person, and the person said, oh, no, I don't want the dog, I want the $100,000. No, 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 you see. That's why the law would have to work both ways. You see what I mean? Wouldn't work that way. But the way it is now, it's one-ass-sided, and you have no say because you don't supervise the money that's there with the agency. The same thing with the home health thing, same thing with the nursing homes, the same thing with all the way down the line. Works the same damn way. And that's a definite mad. And Inner Sight wants to turn that into a glad. That's why we want nursing homes turned into accessible housing. All right, Mad or Glad Monday. Let me go down the list. 846 New York. And our show is on every night, 8 to 9. Blog Talk Radio, 115,357 listeners, I believe, last count. All right. Monday night, you're listening tonight, Mad or Glad. Normally we have an engineer and people can call in. We don't have that tonight. If you want to call in, dial the Inner Sight number, leave your number, and I'll try to retrieve it and call you back. Tuesday is open mic here on Inner Sight. You can pick your own subject Tuesday night, as long as you keep it clean. And by the way, when you call in, turn down your video, your YouTube, or whatever it is, television, radio, get a better reception. And try to use your landline. Use the landline instead of this cell phone. No, try to avoid the speaker phone. All right. Inner Sight, Wednesday night is our nursing home show, and you can see that advertised in Able News Wednesday night. And we usually pick a theme. You know, the title of the show is Nursing Homes Kill People, Get Rid of Them. Of course, the way we want to get rid of them is to turn them into accessible housing. Well, usually we have a theme, and we'll have to pick one out for this week, too. Thursday, the topic show, doctors should not be inhibited in the healing of people. And we'll talk about that and explain what we mean about that. All right, Friday night, the funnies here on Inner Sight. Yeah, we got some weird characters. We got Jimmy Dinigan, who I went to school with. Oh, what a character. Him and his brother, Brian. Brian was a big crybaby. And Miss Ma, my former Braille class teacher, who was quite a riot. and all of the kids in there, McElroy, who was the class drummer on his desk. Janie, of course, another character, who was always, her favorite expression was, "I'm going to tell your mother." Stop that, Janie. Wait till Friday night.
All right, Freaky.
All right, Inner Sight Frolic. Friday night we do the old Lauren Hardy. We try to disperse it up. Old Honeymooners, Red Fox. Oh, this week we're going to have Red Fox goes to the doctor to get his prostate. So you don't want to miss that. It's going to be a regular riot on Inner Sight Friday night. All right, Matt, a glad Monday here, and apologize for not having our engineer. Want to wish Suzanne's husband a speedy recovery. Chris, get well. All right. And let's see, what else we got? Man, a glad Monday. Anything you, well, you know, it's been a one man mad or glad, more or less. Without the phones being open. But we may make up for that tomorrow night. 8:51 New York, it's about, 73 degrees out here. Beautiful night, Long Island, New York. And I want to thank the Long Island Connection and the Long Island Coalition. From time to time, they help us with news releases. So we, my buddy Danny over there, we appreciate that. All right. Anybody who'd like to be on the show, send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. Please, no attachments. All right. And as I said, we'll have an expert on Social Security coming on the 21st of July. So those of you who have Social Security questions and all that, get them ready. Thursday night, week from Thursday. A guy wrote a book, Spencer Vincent, I believe his name is. Can't think of the title of the book right now. But we'll have them on Thursday night, 21 July. Inner Sight, our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. If you want to, got a few minutes left. But if you want to call in, leave your number, we'll try to retrieve it and get back to you. And give you the few minutes on the air. All right? Yeah, you know, the saying is, the wrong people usually have the money. Well, I don't know how true that is, but this country operates on money. I was telling somebody today, and they agreed, you know, how far can you go without money in this world? And it shows, you know, on why we have all of these difficulties and all of these problems to overcome. It's because of the way the system is set up with the funding. And that is the biggest thing and the hardest thing to change. It would be much easier to change it if Intersight had a bunch of money, you know? But you see, yeah, if we had the kind of money that some of these agencies have, I mean, they've got billions, we wouldn't use it in the same way. We wouldn't just be another agency referring people and trying to rehabilitate people and, you know. We'd be using it in an entirely different way. To let people know what's going on, to get rid of the nursing homes, and to amend the Americans with Disability Act, or create another law, which would be the easier. So, you know, so it could be legislated. People be treated equal. So that's the difference between us and these other agencies. I mean, the independent living, you know, they're attached to the government, but I'm talking about these other private agencies that are very wealthy that don't use their money to promote and help the disabled so that we can be independent. So maybe in that sense, the wrong people do have the money. Well, you never know. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring. Maybe tomorrow we'll get the money and be able to do the job the way we see it, you know, to be able to hire people to get on the internet and market it and let the world know that everyone should be treated fairly. That's really what it's about. The government didn't do their job. They didn't make sure that everyone treated fairly. So we got to do it for them. And it's not the easiest job in the world, especially when the resources are there and you can't use them. But we'll get there. I'm confident of that. We're going to get there. We're going to do it. We're going to give them inner sight, whether they like it or not. And you know what? Most people are going to like it because it's going to open up new doors and make people equal and help people and get rid of places that abuse us and use us and just want to take advantage and take our money. Inner Sight means freedom. It's for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. I want to thank the listeners. Thank our listeners, our donors, Silo, Suffolk Bus Corp, my good friend Olga Murray, who believes in Inner Sight, who helps. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Call Kennedy Realty. Thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. Inner Sight around the world. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, thank you very much. Good night, everybody. Inner Sight Matter, glad Monday.